The Invitations of God, from The Night Watches by John Macduff. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. John chapter 6, verse 37. Never. How broad is the door of welcome. God, says a holy writer, is like one on his knees with tears in his eyes and extreme fervor in his soul, beseeching the sinner to be saved. He met the prodigal son halfway. Before the ungrateful wanderer could stammer forth through penitential tears the confession of his sins, the arms of mercy were around him. The prodigal thought of no more than the menial's place. The father had in readiness the best robe and the fatted calf. There is no such argument, says Reynolds, for our turning to God as his turning to us. He has the first word in the overtures of mercy. He refuses none. He welcomes all, the poor, the wretched, the blind, the naked, the burdened, the heavy laden, the hardened sinner, the aged sinner, the daring sinner, the dying sinner. All are invited to come. Come now and let us reason together. The most parched tongue that laps the streams from the smitten rock has everlasting life. When we forgive, it costs us an effort. When God forgives, it is his delight. From the battlements of heaven, he is calling after us. Turn, turn. Why will you die? He seems to wonder if sinners have pleasure in their own death. He declares, I have none. Reader, have you yet closed with the gospel's free invitations? Have you gone just as you are, with all the raggedness of nature's garments, standing in your own nothingness, feeling that you are insolvent, that you have nothing to pay, already a bankrupt, and the debt always increasing? Have you taken hold of that blessed assurance? He is able to save unto the uttermost. Are you resting your eternal all on him, who has done all and suffered all for you, leaving you without money and without price, a free, full, unconditional offer of a great salvation? Say not that your sins are too many, the crimson dye too deep. It is because you are a great sinner and have great sins that you need a great Savior, of whom I am the chief, is a golden postscript to the faithful saying. Do not dishonor God by casting doubts on his ability or willingness. If your sins are heinous, you will be all the more an amazing monument of grace. You may be the weakest and unworthiest of vessels, but remember, there was a niche in the temple for both the great and for the small, for the vessels of cups, as well as for the vessels of flagons. Yes, and the smallest vessel glorifies Christ. Arise then, call upon your God. We cannot say with the king of Nineveh, who can tell if God will turn? He is turning now, importunately pleading and declaring on his own immutable word that he will never cast out. Though you have lived among the pots, you shall be as the wings of a dove, covered with silver, and her feathers yellow gold. Close without delay with these precious invitations, that so, looking up to a reconciled God and Father in heaven, you may even this night say, I will lie down and sleep in peace. For you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. Psalm 4, verse 8.